Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of WashTec AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Dr. Ralf Koeppe, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you today to the presentation of the WashTec Group's 2019 financial year. With me here in the room are my colleagues, Chief Financial Officer Axel Jäger and Chief Sales Officer Stefan Weber, and Sergey Volodin, the Head of Global Finance and Accounting. After we had to cancel our annual press conference at short notice due to current developments regarding the coronavirus, we are pleased that we can now hold the annual press conference and the usual separate telephone conference combined in one conference call. To begin with, I would like to give you a brief overview of the topics listed on slide two. Next slide, please. Yeah. I will briefly explain the WashTec business model and then focus on the three most important priority topics: company culture, operational excellence, and innovation by digital transformation. Next slide, please. As many of you already know, WashTec's business model consists of three areas. The WashTec product range comprises all types of vehicle wash equipment, as well as the associated peripheral devices, wash chemicals, and water reclaim systems. WashTec also offers comprehensive servicing packages spanning the entire product life cycle, including equipment maintenance, financing arrangements, and operator management. The main revenue driver is the equipment and service product range. In the fiscal year, the equipment and service divisions generated revenue of 380.6 million euro. I would like to highlight the 3.3% increase in sales in the chemical divisions from 45.6 million to 47.1 million euro. We will come to the other financial figures later. Next slide, please. Focusing on customer benefit in combination with entrepreneurship of employees is the foundation of our company. Digital transformation of products, services, and business models can only be successful when the customer benefit is defined and proven to be valid. For this reason, it is essential to break down functional silos and work cross-functional and product-centric in teams that generate results quickly and that are validated together with the customer. This process is known as agile product development. It assigns the responsibility to the entrepreneur teams. The management team is asked to support with fast and precise decision-making. Within the last half year, we greatly accelerated this process as an important requirement to improve our company culture. Next slide, please. We have launched our performance program, which consists of, one, short-term reductions in other operating expenses in 2019, and second, company-wide structural changes and headcount reductions to be completed by the end of 2020. As a third part of the performance program, we have launched an operational excellence program to streamline processes and cut costs in all parts of the business. This slide shows the overall approach and dependencies. An important base to drive profitability is to take out complexity in the product portfolio and have these products produced on worldwide lean production networks. The prerequisite of a lean supply chain is to better control the progress of the customer site and to be able to deliver just in time and with minimized installation costs. Digitalization is a driver of profitability and efficiency, especially in the combination with worldwide service excellence measures, but as well as internally in the plant known as Industry 4.0. Guarantee and purchasing costs are of constant matter and are improved. This operational excellence project portfolio is one of the main drivers to return to a double-digit EBIT margin in the medium term. This program is driven by hardness grades and will continue to be an important part of WashTec in the long run. Next slide, please. WashTec is working on digital transformation in all its areas. Digital functions that are integrated in our new rollover system, Smart Care, are explained in the journal of our annual report. We provide digital solutions such as Easy Car Wash and respond to the requirements of operators and end customers with new products. WashTec is actively driving digitalization in the car wash sector. Digital products, services, and business models lead to more customer benefits. An operator can now control the systems remotely, create washing programs quickly and easily, and increase quality and throughput speed. The end customer, in turn, can select his or her car wash on the smartphone and pay digitally immediately. Next slide, please. Thank you very much for your attention. At this point, I would like to hand over to my colleague, Axel Jaeger. He will explain the financial figures for 2018.
Yes, hello, everyone. Here you can see an overview of the next slide. Yes, stable revenue. No, one slide back. Yes. Here you can see an overview of the key financial figures for the 2019 financial year. Revenue rose by 0.2% in 2019 to 436.5 million. Prior year figure was 435.4 million. Adjusted for exchange rate effects, revenue growth was slightly down year on year at 0.5%. The adjusted target of a stable revenue increase for 2019 was thus achieved. Revenue performance was primarily influenced by slow orders from large customers, while revenue in the direct customer business showed double-digit growth. EBIT decreased by 29.5% to 36.3 million euros, prior year 51.5 million euros. Adjusted by effects of the performance program, EBIT went down by 25.8% to 38 million euros. The main reason for this was capacity expansion, i.e. headcount, notably in field sales and service to strengthen direct sales combined with postponements of machine sales. Immediate cost-cutting measures introduced during the year 2019 were able to compensate only partially for the negative effect. Therefore, our performance program will continue throughout 2020, e.g. reduction of headcount and driving operational excellence. The most recently communicated guidance of stable revenue performance and EBIT performance at around 9% before one-off expenses was met with the final figures. Free cash flow decreased by 53.6% to 50 million euros, prior year 32.3 million euros. The main reason for this, aside from the group's weaker earnings, was a significant increase in trade receivables at the end of the fiscal year due to the exceptionally strong sales in the final month of 2019. ROCE is at 18.4%. The targeted level of over 25% was thus not attained. Here too, aside from first-time application of IFRS 16 and the resulting recognition of right-of-use assets, the main reason for this were, besides lower earnings, the higher net operating working capital, mainly due to the increase in trade receivables at the end of the 2019 financial year. Adjusted for the effects of IFRS 16, ROCE was at 19.8%. On the basis of the average number of shares, earnings per share decreased by 34.6% to €1.66, prior year to €1.55. Next slide, please. As shown, the second half of the year was a significant improvement, particularly in terms of revenue. The fourth quarter was the strongest quarter in the company's history. EBIT in H2 also increased further compared to H1. In the fourth quarter, the realization of receivables generated in the first half of the year had a significant positive impact on the free cash flow. Next slide, please. Revenue split into regions is as follows. At 353.6 million, revenue in Europe was stable relative to prior year 355.8 million euros. As is the case for the WashTec Group as a whole, revenue performance here was notably affected by the slow revenue development with major customers. In contrast, direct sales recorded good growth. Despite unfavorable weather in the first half year, chemicals revenue grew on a full year basis. Revenue in North America went up from 74 million euros in the prior year to 78.2 million euros. In US dollars, revenue was 87.2 million US dollars compared to prior year at 86.8 million US dollars and thus increased slightly. Revenue performance in direct sales was nonetheless strongly positive with double-digit revenue growth. This positive performance was unfortunately not sufficient to offset the decrease in revenue with major customers. At 17.6 million euros, Asia Pacific revenue was at the same level as prior year. Revenue performance was very positive in China. In Australia, WashTec's largest market in the region, revenue growth was significantly impacted by the loss of a major customer in 2018 Q4. This also had an adverse effect on performance in this region, especially on the earnings side. It was possible to stabilize performance in the Australian market in the course of the year. As a consequence, the region completed the year with a significant increase in orders received and hence also a larger order backlog. Next slide, please. On the earnings side, the regional breakdown is as follows. EBIT in Europe decreased from 55.4 million euros in the prior year to 41.2 million euros. The EBIT margin was at 11.7%, prior year 15.6% in Europe. A major reason for the lower earnings was the capacity expansion, i.e. headcount increase in direct customer contact activities in 2018 and 2019 for greater focus on direct sales customers, field sales and service. Personal expenses will be tight managed in the course of the performance program. The one-off expenses for this program of 1.9 million euros are included in the segment's earnings. Adjusted for these effects, EBIT in Europe was 43.1 million euros with an EBIT margin of 12.2%. Earnings in North America were stable at minus 3.4 million euros, prior year minus 3.4 million euros. Many processes and workflows in the region were continuously improved in the past year, with the result that the number of employees was reduced at the year end, despite the investment in capacity expansion necessitated by the newly won chemicals tender in North America. EBIT decreased in Asia Pacific to minus 1.3 million euros, prior year minus 0.4 million euros. As mentioned above, earnings were negatively impacted in particular by the revenue-driven decline in profitability in the Australian market, combined with the investment in growth in China. Next slide, please. Group revenue of 436.5 million euros remained stable at the prior year's level. Personal expenses went up compared with the prior year from 135.2 million euros to 141.8 million euros due to the larger average number of employees, primarily in field sales and service. collectively agreed pay increases and expenses in connection with the performance program. Adjusted for the one-off expenses, the increase in personal expenses was 4.7 million euros or 3.4%. Personal expenses excluding one-off expenses came to 139 million euros. The year-on-year increase in personal expenses was reduced from 6% the first half year to 1.3% in the second half as a result of the immediate cost-cutting measures. The number of employees at the year-end was 1,874, and therefore 4 more than the prior year. However, the figure was 14 down on the 1,888 employees at the end of the third quarter 2019. The announced reduction in the workforce to around 1,820 employees by December 31, 2020 will be implemented in a socially responsible manner and constantly driven over the entire year 2020. Other operating expenses fell by 5.5 million euros to 52.5 million euros, prior year 58 million euros. Unlike the prior year, this includes the effect of the first-time adoption of IFRS 16, the reclassification of expense items from other operating expenses to depreciation and amortization. Next slide, please. The first-time adoption of IFRS 16 leases resulted in an increase in total assets as of December 31, 2019, due to recognition of right-of-use assets in the amount of 21.5 million euros. This resulted in a negative effect on the equity ratio in the amount of 2.2 percentage points. Equity went down from 95.4 million euros to 84.5 million euros. Net operating working capital, i.e. trade receivables plus inventories minus trade payables minus prepayments on orders, increased by 13.4 million euros from 82.6 million euros to 96.2 million euros. This resulted from a substantial increase in trade receivables due to the revenue generated in the final month of the fiscal year. Next slide, please. Free cash flow decreased to 50 million euros, prior year 32.3 million euros, due to a decrease in earnings before tax compared to prior year, an increase in accounts receivable and inventory due to the strong fourth quarter of 2019, an IFRS effect, an increase in depreciation amortization as part of free cash flow, and an increase of amortization of leasing liabilities as part of financing cash flow. Next slide, please, and I hand over to my colleague, Ralf Köppe.
Let us now move away from the 2019 figures and look ahead to the coming year. Last week, on March 12th, the financial statements were approved. The forecast for 2020 is based on the status, and as you know, since there have been incredible changes here in Germany, Europe, and the world to battle the coronavirus pandemic. The effects on the outlook due to the coronavirus crisis are finally determined by various factors. At present, it is not possible to foresee over what period of time, in which divisions, and to what extent there will be a negative effect, and to what extent this can be offset by opposing positive effects. The overall guidance is based on the assumption that business development will be manageable due to the coronavirus crisis. WashTec is aiming for stable revenue performance for the group in fiscal year 2020 with a slight increase in EBIT. Regarding free cash flow, the company expects a significant increase. For the coming year, we expect a return on capital employed of about 20%. The EBIT guidance of slight increase is based on a revenue development in the lower end of the range. The company is working on increasing profitability in order to return to a double-digit EBIT margin in medium term. For the regions, we anticipate stable sales development with a slight increase in EBIT for Europe and Asia Pacific. and a slight increase in sales and EBIT for North America. Next slide, please. We have decided to postpone the annual general meeting of WashTec AG scheduled for the end of April to a later date in 2020. In our opinion, the postponement is necessary after taking into account all aspects, especially the general ruling of the Bavarian State Ministry of Health and Care. We will inform you about a new date in the due course. Thank you for your attention. We are now looking forward to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on the telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask the question. If you find your questions answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making a selection. One moment, please, for the first question. And the first question we received is from Eckhard Kuhl from Warburg Research. Your line is now open, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I have a couple of questions. First of all, regarding the smart care, have you had already the first deliveries to customers and maybe some response from them about the quality and of the machine and so on? So this would be the first question, please.
Okay, I will answer. Go ahead and answer the first question. As you know, the smart care, we are about to deliver in serial production, scheduled to start with Q2 2020, and we are prepared for this ramp-up, but have not started yet since we have still Q1.
Okay, so we will see, hopefully, the positive impact also on the cost side then later this year.
Okay, yes, we will slightly start to bring this machine into the market under the current situation.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe a question on Q1. So Q1 is more or less over, and I guess with the exception of China, the impact from the coronavirus is not that big. And I remember you said earlier that you started with a higher order backlog into 2020, so the comparable basis of 2019 was rather weak, I guess. So can we expect the company for the first quarter to show significantly better figures?
Axel Jäger speaking. What we see as of today, I mean, we are not through with our first quarter, of course, and giving the coronavirus incident, especially the March, will be interesting how it turns out. However, you are right. What we see in China is that the situation is slightly improving. It seems that the, so to say, coronavirus wave, the top of this wave is in China over, but it's now in Europe. And we have to see how it turns out. So we are carefully looking at our figures and carefully watching what our customers are doing and, of course, are busy in managing our supply side to mitigate the effects of, so to say, the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I understood that China, has come to a certain normalization meanwhile, so China's maybe 2 months ahead of Europe, so maybe this is a good sign also for the remainder of the business going forward. So China, have you seen a pickup of orders recently, or what is your current view on the market there?
This is Stefan Weber speaking. February was rather slow as expected. March seems to be back to heading to normal situation. Also, the factory is back in motion, so to say. We are not at 100% production capacity due to the fact that we lost, let's say, the first 2 weeks of the month of March, some capacity there due to the known circumstances. However, towards the end of the month, we are more or less running full steam again. So China, it seems to be a fade out, you know, the whole impact. So let's keep fingers crossed it stays that way.
Yeah, of course. And production in Augsburg is still running at full capacity, or do you have a partial shutdown due to Corona?
We're running on full capacity, but we have a close look on the installation capabilities in the European countries. And as you know, from the different regulations we have in these countries, we have to make sure that we can do this installation to then also realize the revenue of the machines. Therefore, currently we are running well. However, we are looking at measures that prepare us for other weeks which might be weaker. As you might know, these scenarios are done by many companies, and we do it the same to see how we can prepare if things fall short in terms of that we do not need the full capacity in the plant.
Okay, and maybe the last question. You have a very low vertical integration, so a lot of supply of components. Is that, from the current point of view, a risk, or do you see a risk maybe to occur over the next couple of weeks or months?
We have looked into this problem early enough already, and we have a daily supervision in the supply chain, and so far we keep our fingers crossed we have not big effects. So it seems that, let's say, operations in Italy, in China are back up, and also in Czechia, so that the flow of material is coming into the plant. We don't see problems there currently.
Okay, thank you. That's from my side for the time being. Thanks.
And the next question received is from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Your line is now open, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. One question I have on the dividend proposal you have made, which is more or less a full distribution of net profit from last year. Is this the right time to do such a generous distribution, or wouldn't it be wise to scale back a bit here and to keep cash on hand for whatever comes? How should we view this?
Mr. Schramm, I have a short question for this. We have published our dividend proposal last week, and the decision will be made at the annual shareholder meeting.
Okay, so it's still not fixed yet, I see. And a second question also concerning the issue you just mentioned with the installments and also, I think, service activities, which is a very important part of your business. You really do not see any restrictions there, because especially with your service technicians, I think it's getting more and more difficult to reach customers in those countries which have now imposed quite strict travel restrictions here and other measures to slow down the public traffic, so to say.
Stefan Weber.
I'm replying to this. I'm more or less in the live ticker with all the various countries concerned here, and we have to say that regulation stipulations are, let's say, very different in different countries. I would say in whatever you just mentioned is true for example for Italy, where we can barely or not move at all anymore, where even car washes are closed down. When we go now to Spain, the regulation is different. For example, there we still do service, we do maintenance on request of the customer. We even physically visit customers under the necessary precautions, of course. There we can still work, and we are even asked to work, you know, basically something that the German government also seems to be interested to keep in place. So there is not one serves all answer. Yes, there is limitations in some countries, but there is not that way that we cannot work at all anymore. I think the most critical situation currently in Europe is Italy, followed by Austria, whereas in, for example, Spain and France, the regulations, I mean, under certain limitations, but still allow us to work in, if not all, or at least in some areas, you know, but it depends. They have some, in France, they have hotspots defined where we cannot go with service anymore, and there also car washes are in some cases closed, but there is no general answer as of now, and that's what I can say for now, and we are monitoring this on a daily basis. I get daily updates from all my managers in order to be also in a position that we can say what is the impact for the company looking forward.
I might want to add, in Germany we are in full operation in service.
Absolutely.
So we have to see.
Yes, thank you. And one question concerning the customer side. You mentioned that especially last year you were successful in the direct sales business, which is usually business with smaller customers. And these might run the risk in current times to be forced to delay or push out their investment decisions. Do you see already something in this direction, that customers are reluctant to order or ask maybe to delay deliveries?
There's also not a general answer to it, I would say, and it remains to be seen. Now in Europe, this topic of Corona is still very, let's say, young in a way, and of course at the moment many customers are not the ones that we can talk to about investments, which we have started, but they are currently busy doing other things at the moment. Whether there is a general, you know, slowdown is difficult to say. I think that what we see from now is that the individual and smaller customers are the ones that are still interested to see us and discuss without further investments, because I think many of them are aware that this will be a temporary issue, whereas we also have the situation with larger key accounts where they, let's say, voluntarily close down car washes at this point in time without being even forced to, for HSSE regulations, and just to say stay clean there. And there it remains to be seen, you know, how they push investments forward as we go throughout the year. But very difficult to say. I mean, fact is that we don't expect them to be very bullish in this year, at least for the known reason that also the fuel prices went down, which for many smaller customers is not an issue because they're simply trading fuel, whereas larger key accounts, they also have an upstream business that is impacted by the fuel price at the moment.
Thank you.
Come.
Before we take the next question, just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And the next question is from Alexander Helleser from HNIA. Your line is now open, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thank you very much for taking the question. Not a coronavirus-related one. On the Europe, I'm struggling a little bit to reconcile. So you basically came out in 2019 more or less flat year over year in terms of revenue. Your EBIT declined by 11 million, I guess, adjusted for the one-off item. And at the same time, in the report, we see that there has been only 9 employees added in between those 2 years. So it seems a little bit of a stretch on the EBIT decline, considering just the 9 employees added. If you could add some more color why EBIT has been so much impacted, although revenues remain pretty much stable.
So the employee number is Stichtag. Yeah, it's just the end of the year report. Mm-hmm. In 2019, employees were onboarded, and we started our reduction of personnel program in 2019. And we were lucky to go down to this figure which we had end of the year 2019. And especially in 2020, we have already contracts where the people are out step by step, month per month, to then come down to the figure of 1820. So if you look at, let's say, the per month, what was the average? We had substantial build-up of capacity, and we were reacting in the second half of the year to manage it out again.
Okay, that makes sense. And then maybe on the, you mentioned that you're observing what your customers are doing. Could you comment on that? What are you currently seeing with regards to the behavior of your key accounts and direct sales customers?
I think this was Stefan Weber was mentioning already that the direct customers are still talking to us a lot and are interested in investing. We also observe the number of washes in Europe, in the countries. And, you know, this is usually the number of washes depend on whether we have wash weather or not. So we have not seen a significant decline in this, just in Italy a little bit. So we're cautioned about this, and we are really preparing for measures to adapt to this. But we have also opposite effects that customers order chemistry on stock so that they can, that they have, that say from their side they are anxious that we cannot supply chemistry to them. That's why they order a little bit more on stock. So this is some opposite effects which we see as well. But our supply chain is running. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on the telephone keypad now. As we receive no further questions, I hand back to the speakers.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for attending our call. And I wish you a safe and healthy end of the week. Thank you very much. And the next month, until the next call. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.